You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. This is a little bit of a blast from the past. I'm recording on my husband's desk because my microphone decided to give up the ghost during a Verity recording the last weekend. R.I.P. Yeti, you served me well and now you are dead. So I'm in the market for a new microphone, so that's exciting. Exciting for my husband, that is, because he likes buying technology so much. It is his favourite thing. So I, out of the goodness of my heart, I am going to allow him to do that. Okay, so this week we're reading, Kissing Basilisks, Chapter 12. Ferd's memory is clearly broken, and so is Ferd. Ferdinand Chauvelin always wanted to be a shadowmancer. From a very young age, when he had the first inklings of the shape his magic was going to take when he grew up, he was fascinated by shadows. Not just the ordinary kind, cast by solid objects when caught between a light source and a surface. Little Ferdinand had been fascinated by the shadows inside words, inside thoughts, inside veins. He could see them, long before he had the skill to manipulate them. But that, as it turned out, came easily. Everything came easily to him. He was the heir of a great family, the friend of two brilliant witches with the potential to go darker, higher, until they reached that rare and elite rank of warlock. Magic was like breathing for Ferdinand, until it wasn't. The world without the shadows he had seen his whole life was dim and lifeless. He lost a whole dimension to his physical senses, even after he'd come to terms with it, accepted his new identity as a man who could not control the building blocks of magic. He still had days where he felt the emptiness scrape at his insides. He had lost a part of himself. The best part of himself, he thought, on particularly bad days. Manipulating shadows gave him a powerful sense of control over himself and the universe. Without it, he was a broomstick, soaring wild and riderless in the air. At least he had his memories. He had his history. He knew who he was, this new Ferd with new friends and a new purpose. And now, what was he now? Hebe was holding his hand. Hebe had broken up with him. Sadie was standing in front of him. Sadie wasn't even coming home for the summer solstice, right? His parents' house was trying to kill him. He had promised himself he would never set foot in this house ever again, not until something changed. Panic and darkness and shadows rose up around him now, until Ferd could not see the other side of it. He had his magic back, or something that looked and felt and tasted like his magic. But what had he lost? Why couldn't he remember what happened on the solstice? Why couldn't he remember most of what happened last night? He heard Hebe saying, "Ferd, what's wrong?" She sounded very far away. Ferd felt the shadows rise up inside his body, taking charge of him. Magic burned and whirled before his retinas. He'd always been able to master his magic before, but now he was just along for the ride. He opened his mouth to cry out for help, to admit he needed help. But the shadows spun so fast and hard behind his eyes that there were no words possible. The shadows came, and Ferd let them take him away. Thank you for listening. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at SheepMightFly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRRBooks. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.